The Gemara in Masechtas Tainis relates a discussion between the Amoraim Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni and others. There was a famine and a plague raging, both at the same time. A famine, nothing to eat, people were dying from hunger, and there was a plague, people were dying from sickness. And they had to declare a fast day. The other Amoraim said, it's impossible to declare a fast day for both issues. We have to choose one or the other. Either we can daven that the famine should end or that the plague should end. So they suggested, let's daven that the plague ends. At least people won't die from sickness, and we'll suffer through the famine. We'll make do with what little food we have. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni disagreed. He said, let's daven that the famine ends and there will be food, because Hashem won't grant food to dead people. So if he listens to our request for food, it will be automatically included that he'll save us from sickness. Now, the concept here is fascinating. Why can't we have a fast day for more than one reason? Don't we daven Shemoneh Esrei three times a day, and each one has 13 different, unique requests? Apparently, there's no problem asking for more than one thing, and why should there be? Hashem is fully capable of fulfilling all requests. But the concept here is that they were declaring a fast day because simple davening wasn't sufficient. They needed to storm the heavens. They needed to daven with all their strength and beg until they were answered. And they were confident that they would be answered. This means that they needed to fully focus on one need only, because any dilution of that would defeat the purpose. It wouldn't be a tefillah of pegiah, and it just wouldn't have that intended effect. So they knew they had to focus on one thing alone. We see by Avraham Avinu, when he went to daven for Sodom, the word used in the pasuk is Vayigash Avram, and literally that means he approached, but the word Vayigash doesn't simply mean approach. It's only used when someone faces off with someone, like Vayigash Yehuda, when Yehuda went to argue with Yosef to let Binyamin go. So Rashi therefore explains that Avram wasn't just davening to Hashem, he was preparing for war with Hashem. Now what does that mean, to war with Hashem? It doesn't mean to use harsh words in tefillah. It means that when a nation goes to war, they are singularly focused on the objective. They have a strategy, they know their enemy's weaknesses, and they have a very specific approach to obtain their goals. That's focus in its truest sense, when your life and the success of the campaign hinges on it. That's what it means. Avraham Avinu went to war, so to speak, with Hashem. It means he engaged in this form of tefillah, where he threw everything he had, every ounce of strength and power, to beg Hashem to answer him. And that's why it isn't possible to daven for more than one thing, just as you can't really run a war on two fronts. This halacha lemaisa is a methodology of approaching tefillah. This is what our fathers, forefathers, mothers, grandmothers, that's what they did in times of great need. They raised the roof, they stormed the heavens, and they davened and davened and davened without letting up again and again, all for one specific need until it was answered, and Tehillim was finished again and again. Tears were shed, Shemoneh Esrei was said, brachas were sought, every single angle possible, every single ounce of strength was put towards waging this war on heaven to give in to this request. And that is the nature of the tefillah of Pegiah.